AP News, I'm Ben Thomas.
Earlier this afternoon, Donald Trump was arraigned on a New York Supreme Court indictment, returned by a Manhattan grand jury on 34 felony counts of falsifying business records in the first degree.
Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg. Sagar Magani reports Trump pleaded not guilty to all 34 counts.
The plea capped an extraordinary episode as he became the first U.S. president to face criminal charges. Trump walked in for his arraignment appearing angry, lips pursed, surrounded by court officers and Secret Service agents. He did not speak with reporters at the courthouse, but is expected to make a statement tonight at his Florida estate.
The judge warned Trump to refrain from rhetoric that could inflame or cause civil unrest. Trump is next due in court in December. A Kansas bill that would block transgender people from using public bathrooms associated with their gender identities has cleared the Republican-controlled legislature. Democratic Governor Laura Kelly is expected to veto it. And in Tennessee, Republican lawmakers have taken the first steps to expel three Democratic House members for leading chants in a gun control protest at the state capitol. More violent weather in store for the Midwest and South this evening and into tomorrow. Brian Squitieri at the Storm Prediction Center.
We expect some of the severe weather to continue all the way through the night as we go into the central Mississippi Valley area. As we go into tomorrow, we have a large enhanced risk, or a level 3 out of 5, going from the Mississippi River Valley, going up into the Ohio Valley and into lower Michigan.
New economic data. Job openings slipped to 9.9 million in February, a sharper fall off than expected, and factory orders weakened. Stocks fell on the news. The Dow and the S&P each lost 0.6%. This is AP News. A former top aide to a Maryland governor is dead after an FBI manhunt. Jennifer King has the story.
Roy McGrath was at one time the chief of staff for former Maryland Governor Larry Hogan. He became the subject of a three-week manhunt when the Florida resident failed to show up for trial in Baltimore on corruption charges on March 13th. Attorneys for his family confirmed that McGrath died Monday after a confrontation with FBI agents in a commercial area on the outskirts of Knoxville, Tennessee. An FBI email said McGrath was wounded during an agent-involved shooting and taken to a hospital. He resigned in 2020, just 11 weeks into his job for Hogan, and pled not guilty to an indictment in 2021. He was accused of lying about the governor's approval for a severance payment of over $230,000 as the head of Maryland's Environmental Service, in addition to allegedly embezzling roughly $170,000 in expenses. Hogan said he and his wife were deeply saddened by this tragic situation. I'm Jennifer King.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.